This week's Parsha is Parsha Shlach, and we will start in chapter 15, verse 22, with the story of the Mekoshesh. The Pasuk says, Vayu bnei Yisrael b'amidbar, that the Jewish people were in the desert. Vayimtzu ish Mekoshesh eitzim b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. They found a person gathering wood in the Shabbos day. I translate Mekoshesh as gathering, but in truth, there is a lot of different opinions what the Mekoshesh was doing. And those opinions are in the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis 96b. Emir Tzashem will discuss this Gemara soon. But what is important to know for now is that the Mekoshesh did a transgression of Shabbat. The Pasuk continues, Vayakrivu oiso amoitzim oiso Mekoshesh eitzim el Moshe v'laharim v'kaloeda. And those who found them gathering brought him near to Moshe v'laharim and the whole congregation. And they put them in jail, because it was not clarified what should be done to him. The Rokeach, in the beginning of this parsha of the Mekoshesh, asks what is the connection between the previous parsha, which is discussing somebody who commits idolatry, transgresses the sin of idolatry, and the portion of the Mekoshesh. The Rokeach says, and so does the Baal Turim, that it's connected in order to teach you that whoever transgresses Shabbos is tantamount of him committing idolatry. Meaning that if you don't keep Shabbos, it's considered as you are practicing idolatry. Rashi explains what does it mean that they put him in jail because it was not clarified what should be done to him. We know that somebody who transgresses Shabbos always is put to death. As it's written clearly on Shemos chapter 31, verse number 14, Mechalaleya, those who transgress Shabbos, Mois Yumos, should be put to death. Therefore, Rashi says that they knew that the Mekoshesh is going to be put to death, but they didn't know what death to apply to him. Meaning that we have four types of death as capital punishment by Jewish law. We have death by strangulation, by decapitation, by stoning, and by burning, by fire. And they didn't know what kind of punishment the Mekoshesh is going to get, meaning what kind of death he's going to get. The Sifse Chachomim explains here on Rashi, and these are also the words of Tosfos in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Yud Tes, Amud Aleph 119a, that since the Pasuk writes down, as we mentioned, Mechalaleo Mois Yumos, that those who transgress Shabbos should be put to death, and normally when the Torah writes down should be put to death, that is the death by strangulation, by chenek. But here, since we just mentioned that Shabbos is compared to avoid the zora, to idolatry, and the punishment for idolatry is stoning, then we're not sure the Mekoshesh who transgresses Shabbos if he's put to death by stoning or put to death by strangulation. And the Pasuk continues that Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Mois yumas oish, let the man die. Rogam oisoy bavonim, you should stone him with stone. Call away the whole congregation, michutz lamachne, outside the encampment. And in fact, the Jewish people did that. There is an interesting Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on this psukim. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, Vavu bnei Yisrael sharim b'madbaro, that the Jewish people were in the desert. Gzeres shapsish temoid alah, that the decree of Shabbos, meaning the laws of Shabbos, were given to them. Baram, but knasa de shabso lo ishtemoy delohin, but the punishment for Shabbos was not given to them. Therefore, come gavro mi de beis Yosef, a person from the house of Yosef came, and I'm stressing the words mi de beis Yosef, from the house of Yosef. Omer bememre, he said to himself, Izel v'itlosh kisin, I will go and I will tear kisin, which is a kind of vegetation, b'yoyim v'deshabso, in Shabbos day, v'yachmu yosis hadya, and the witnesses will see me, v'sanun le'moshe, and they will tell me to Moshe, u'moshe yitva ulfan mikodem Hashem, and Moshe is going to ask what is going to happen to me in front of Hashem, v'yudan yosi, and then he'll judge me. Uvechen, automatically, ishtemoyda knosa lechol beis Yisrael, all the Jewish people will find out the punishment for transgression of Shabbat. Vashkech usada yaz gavra, and the witnesses found this man, katola shvokar kisin beyoyim de Shabbat, as he was tearing and removing vegetation the Shabbos day, they warned them, and then they brought them to Moshe and Aharon, the whole congregation, to find out what is to be done. Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, went ahead and asked Hashem, and Hashem told him that he deserves stoning. We have a few comments to make on this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Number one, that we see clearly that this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel disagrees with Rashi, because Rashi says that everybody knew that the Mekoshesh is to be put to death, they just didn't know what kind of death to give him, either strangulation or stoning. But according to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, that is not true. The Mekoshesh decided that he is going to do the action because the prohibition of Shabbos was told, but the punishment of Shabbos was not told. Therefore, the Mekoshesh decided that he is going to transgress Shabbos in order for other people to learn what is the punishment for somebody who transgresses Shabbos. And according to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, when the pasuk says "Ve'yenichu oisei b'mishmor," that they put him in jail, "Kiloy forash maya osaloy," because it was never disclosed what should be done to him, it means literally that we didn't know what should be done to the Mekoshesh, what punishment he's going to get whatsoever. And that is the reason, according to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, that the Mekoshesh decided to transgress Shabbos in order for people to find out that a person who transgresses Shabbos is put to death. There are a few problems with this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. First, how can Targum Yonasan ben Uziel say that people knew that in Shabbos you are prohibited from doing a malacha, doing the works, but people didn't know the punishment for those works, if the Torah clearly says on Shmos chapter 31, verse number 14, as we mentioned previously, that the pasuk says, "Mechaleleo," those who transgress Shabbos, "Mois Yumos," should be put to death, then obviously we know that somebody who transgresses Shabbos will be put to death. We may not know, as Rashi says, what kind of death the person is put to, but we definitely know that if you transgress Shabbos, you are put to death. And the second question that we are going to ask on this Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is that if the whole reason why the Mekoshesh transgress Shabbos is in order to find out what punishment you get if you transgress Shabbos, why couldn't he just go over to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask Moshe Rabbeinu, what punishment do you get when you transgress Shabbos? Why do you have to actually transgress Shabbos in order to find out what punishment you get? And the third question that we are going to ask is that Targum Yonasan ben Uziel writes down, "Kom gavro mi de beis Yosef," that a person from the house of Yosef was the Mekoshesh. And in fact, the parish on the Targum Yonasan explains that this is referring to Tzlofchot. As the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis 96b writes down, "Tanu Rabbanon," the rabbis learned, "Mekoshesh zet Tzlofchot," that Mekoshesh is Tzlofchot. How do we know that? Because we have Akzere Shove, because it's written in our parsha, "Vayu Bnei Yisrael Bamidbar," that the Jewish people were in the desert and they found a person, Mekoshesh, gathering. And then it's written in the story of Bnei Tzlofchot in Bamidbar, chapter 27, verse number 3, where they say, "Avinu Meis Bamidbar," that our father died in the desert. Ma'ala Halan Tzlofchot, clearly the pasuk where the daughters of Tzlofchot are referring to their father dying in the desert is referring to Tzlofchot. Afkan, here too, when it's written that there was a person in the desert, it's referring to Tzlofchot. Tivir Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira tells Rabbi Akiva, "Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, benkach uvenkach ato osid litnes adin." No matter what, either way, you are going to have to give accounting for disparaging Tzlofchot's name. Imkid vorecho, if you are right that the Mekoshesh is Tzlofchot, hatoyre kisesoy v'ato magale oisoy, the Torah covers up, the Torah fails to mention that it is Tzlofchot, and you decide to reveal it, veim lav, and if it's not Tzlofchot, ato moitzi laz oiso tzadik, you are guilty of maligning that tzaddik by saying that he is the Mekoshesh. But nonetheless, we see from the words of Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva believed that the Mekoshesh is Tzlofchot. And we know that Tzlofchot is Ben Hefer, Ben Gilot, Ben Mochir, Ben Menashe, for the family of Menashe Ben Yosef. So we see that a person from the house of Yosef, that according to the interpretation of the Perish Yonison, is Tzelavchot. If that is true, then why does the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel has to say that a person came out mi Beis Yosef, from the house of Yosef? Why doesn't Targum Yonison Ben Uziel say clearly that Tzelavchot decided to be the Mekoshesh? Why say it in an ambiguous way that a person from the house of Yosef came out, when you could say clearly that Tzelavchot came out and did this? Since, according to the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, his action was L'shem Shomayim, was for heaven's sake, in order for people to learn the punishment when one transgresses Shabbos. Before we answer the questions that we mentioned of the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, it is also important to know that even though the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel believes that Tzelavchot acted L'shem Shomayim, acted for heaven's sake, meaning that he didn't really want to transgress Shabbos, he wanted to transgress Shabbos only in order for the Jewish people to know what punishment they will get when they transgress Shabbos, but his L'shem Shomayim, Tzelavchot L'shem Shomayim, is not the same L'shem Shomayim that Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Kof Yud Tes 119b says. There Tosfos brings a Medrash, where the Medrash says that L'shem Shomayim is Chavon, that Tzelavchot had heaven's sake intention when he did his action, meaning when he transgressed Shabbos, and the Medrash continues and says, Shayu Omrim Yisrael, that the Jewish people said, Kivin Shenigzer Aleim, Shaloi Lichones La'oretz Mimasa Maraglim, that the Jewish people will not come into the land because of the sin of the spies that happened in this week's Parsha. They thought, Shuv Eimechuyavim B'mitzvahs, that now that they can go into Eretz Yisrael, they are not required to do mitzvahs. Especially if I hold like the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that mitzvahs done while the Jewish people are outside of Israel are only a training for the mitzvahs of Israel, that when we come into Eretz Yisrael, we should know how to do the mitzvahs. But since after the sin of the spies, it was decreed by Hashem, but since after the sins of the spies, it was decreed by Hashem that the people will perish in Chutz La'aretz, will perish in the desert, you may have thought that now you are not obligated anymore to perform mitzvahs because of that. Therefore, Omad, Tzelavchot got up, v'chilal Shabbos, and he transgressed Shabbos, k'day she'yiharek, in order for him to be killed, v'yiru acherim, and everybody will see that mitzvahs are still in effect, and if you transgress, you will be killed. And according to this Medrash, we could say that k'loy parash ma'yos eloi, that he was put in jail because it was not told what should be done to him, meaning that they didn't know if mitzvahs are binding now that they're not coming to Eretz Yisrael or not, therefore they did not kill him, they had to ask Hashem what to do. So we see clearly that even though the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel also says that Tzelavchot did L'shem Shomayim, but according to the Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, the L'shem Shomayim of Tzelavchot was different than the L'shem Shomayim of Tosfos. According to the L'shem Shomayim of Tosfos, the story happened after the sin of the spies, and Tzelavchot wanted to show that mitzvahs are still applicable. And according to Targum Yonison Ben Uziel, the idea of L'shem Shomayim was that you should know what punishment you get for transgressing Shabbos. You knew that Shabbos you're not allowed to transgress by making melachas, but you didn't know what the consequences were if you transgress. Therefore, the Mekoshesh decided that he's going to transgress Shabbos, therefore teaching everybody that if you transgress Shabbos, you are punished by stoning. As we mentioned previously, we are going to discuss the Gemara in Shabbos of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis 96b, where there the Gemara is discussing what was the sin of the Mekoshesh. The first opinion says, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Mekoshesh Mavir Arba Amois Brishus Rabim Hava. The sin of the Mekoshesh was that he was carrying wood more than 4 cubits in a public domain. It's prohibited for a Jew to carry on Shabbat in a public domain. The Mekoshesh was carrying, that was his sin. Bemasnisetana, in a Beraisa we learned, Toile Shave, that he was detaching, taking away something that was connected to the ground, detaching it, that is the transgression of harvesting, and use harvesting on Shabbat. Rav Acha b'Rav Yaakov Omar, Rav Acha b'Rav Yaakov says that me'amer hayo, that he was doing the melacha of me'amer, meaning gathering. When you gather the thatched, scattered wood, that is a prohibition of Shabbat, and the Mekoshesh was gathering wood on Shabbat. The Gemara asks a question, Lamai Nafka Mina, what difference does it make? What was the sin of the Mekoshesh? How does it apply nowadays to us? The Gemara answers, Lekederav, regarding what Rav says, meaning that it makes a difference regarding what Rav said. Domarav, Rav says, Matzosi Megillas Torim, I found a hidden scroll. In the days prior that Rabbeinu HaKodesh wrote down the Mishnah, it was prohibited for anybody to write down the oral law. The oral law was meant to remain oral, that people transmit from teacher to student and so further on. Rabbeinu HaKodesh realized that people are going to forget the Torah, because since the Romans gave us liberties and we were scattered all over the Roman Empire, we forgot or we neglected Torah study. Therefore, Rabbeinu HaKodesh decided to write the oral law. But prior to that, it was prohibited for the oral law to be written and taught that way. But when somebody would come up with a new idea that was not included in the teachings, then he would write his own scroll in order for him not to forget it. But he would hide the scroll in order not to transgress the prohibition against having the oral law written. And Rav says that he found a Megillah Storim, a hidden scroll, Bei Rav Chiya, at the Academy of Rav Chiya, where there it's recorded that Isi ben Yehuda says that there are always melachim arboim chosrachas, there are 40 minus 1 primary works of Shabbat, primary prohibitions of Shabbat. And the Gemara means to say, Ve'enu chayev alachas mehem, and on one of them he is not liable, meaning that we have 39 primary works that are prohibited on Shabbat. And on 38 works, if you transgress them, you get stoning for. But on one of them, you do not get any punishment. Meaning that on 38, you deserve stoning, but one of them, you don't deserve stoning. But we don't know which melacha is the one that you don't get stoning for. Meaning that technically we could never stone anybody, because any melacha that the person transgresses, maybe that is the melacha, that is the works that you do not get stoning for. But depending on the argument of what the sin of the Mekoshesh was, and since the Mekoshesh got stoned for his crime, then we could cancel out, we could remove from the list the sin of the Mekoshesh of those doubtful ones. Meaning that according to Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel, that he says that the Mekoshesh was somebody who carried 4 cubits in public domain, and since the Mekoshesh was stoned to death, then I know for sure that if somebody carries in public domain, will be stoned to death. So therefore, that is not the one that you're not punished for. And according to the Baraisa, that the Baraisa says that the Mekoshesh was toilish, he was harvesting, then we know that if somebody harvests on Shabbos, he will get stoned. Then we could cross out harvesting from the list of those doubtful if you get stoning. And according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that says that the Mekoshesh was a gatherer, then we could cross out the melacha of gathering from the list of the melachas of works that you are not punished for, because we see that the Mekoshesh was punished for his work, for his deeds. And the Gemara answers, then according to this, we see that there is great relevance for us to find out what the sin of the Mekoshesh was. Mefarshim asked 2 questions on this Isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda says that there are 40 minus 1 melachas, and on one of these melachas you are not liable. First of all, why does he speak in such a way? Why couldn't he just say that there are 39 melachas of Shabbos, and in one of them you are not liable? What is the point that he is saying that there are 40 minus 1 melachas? He should have just said that there are 39 melachas of Shabbos. And also, where is the source of Isi ben Yehuda's rule that on one of them you are not liable? Where is he basing this idea on? we normally know that all melachas of Shabbos are equal, then why shouldn't he be liable for one of them? What is the source for this idea, for this thinking, that on one of them you cannot punish the person who transgresses? The Tosfos Yontov in Shabbos, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, answers the question, why is it written 40 minus 1? And his answer is based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tes Omed Beis, 49b. There the Gemara asks a question. Hodet nan, ovus melachas abayim chosorachas keneged mi. That that we learned, that there are 40 minus 1 melachas, they are corresponding to what? Meaning, where do we get the source that there are 40 melachas minus 1, there are 39 melachas? The Gemara answers, Omalu Rab Chanina Bar Choma, Rab Chanina Bar Choma told them, keneged avoid the samishkan, they correspond to the labor in the Mishkan in the tabernacle, which means that the 39 melachas were necessary for the construction of a tabernacle, therefore we have 39 melachas. Amalu Rabbi Yonasan ben Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yonasan ben Rabbi Elazar says, Kach omar Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Akunya, so did Rabbi Shimon son of Rabbi Yosi ben Akunya said, Keneged melacha, melachtoi umeleches, Shabbatoira arboim chosrachas. That there are 39 times in the Torah written down the word melacha, meaning labor, and what the Torah writes down regarding Shabbat, lo yisase kol melacha, don't do any work, the Torah means to say, don't do kol melacha, don't do all the times that the word melacha is written, meaning that don't do all the 39 times that the melacha is written in the Torah. Therefore, since there are 39 times the word melacha, there are 39 prohibitions on Shabbat. Because when the Torah is saying, don't do any work, the Torah means to say, don't do any of those numbers of the times that's written the word work. And since it's written in the Torah 39 times the word work, we accept that there is 39 melachas of Shabbat. Tosfos explains that which melacha is prohibited, we have to connect it to the Mishkan, to the tabernacle, that those works that were in the tabernacle are prohibited for you to do on Shabbat. But whereas the first opinion, it was just arbitrarily 39, here we have a source of why it should be 39, because it's written in the Torah 39 times the word melacha works. The Gemara continues and says, Boy Rabbi Yosef asks a question. Vayavoy abay so lasas melachtoi, miminyonahu oiloi. The word work in the Pasuk, where it's written that Yosef came home to do his work, is it part of the count or not? Meaning that in Bereshis chapter 39, verse number 11, we have the story of Yosef coming back to the house of Potiphar and the wife of Potiphar accosting him, and there he has to run out without his shirt, and the Pasuk writes down that he came home to do his work. Is it part of the 39 or no? Omale Abaya asks back, Veleset Sefer Torah Velimna. Bring a Sefer Torah and let's count. Meaning, what's the big question? Let's take a Sefer Torah, let's count how many times it's written the word Melacha. Miloy Omar Rabba Babachonam Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabba Babachonan say name of Rabbi Yochanan, Loizazum Isham Ashaveu Sefer Torah Manum, that they didn't move out of there until they brought a Sefer Torah and counted? Meaning, what's the big question if this is part of the 39 or not? Take a Sefer Torah and count. If you're going to find 39 besides that, that means that this is not part of the count. And if you're not going to find 39 besides that, that means that this is part of 39. So what's the huge question? The Gemara answers, Omar Lehi, Rabbi Yosef answers him, that in truth there are 40 times the word Melacha in the Torah. But we are only counting where the melacha is translated as work. There is two places in the Torah that I have a doubt if the melacha there means work or a different interpretation. One of them is the story of Yosef, where it's written by Yava Baisalasas Malachtoi, where he came to do the work. And if I translate there that he came to do the work, then in another place where it's written in Shemos chapter 36, verse number 7, where the Jewish people are building the tabernacle and they brought the donations, it's written there, Vamelacha Oisodayam, that the work was enough. But there I could translate that not the work was enough, that the bringing was enough. And the word Melacha there could maybe not mean work, but bring. then we have again 39, and then Bayova Baislas Malachto Yosef came home to do the work. Or I could translate the opposite. I could translate that the word Bamalacho Isodayom, the work was enough, is really work. And Vayava Baisalas Malachto is a nice language to tell you that Yosef really wanted to have relations with the wife of Potiphar, and the last minute the image of Yaakov appeared to him and he was able to control himself. But then, Lasses Malachtoi, when Yosef came to do the work, according to this interpretation now, it doesn't literally mean that he came to work. It's just a nice language not to tell openly that he came to have relations with the wife Potiphar. And that is the doubt that Rabbi Yosef is having. Do I count Vamelacho Yisodayom as part of the 39? Or do I count the story of Yosef Vayava Baiso Lasses Malachtoi, that he came home to do his work, as part of 39? And the Gemara does not give any answer to this question. According to this, says the Tosfos Yontif, we understand now why always the Gemara says that Ovis Melachos Arbaim Chosrachas, there are 40 minus 1, meaning that in truth it's written 40 times the word Melacha in the Torah, but one of them is really not translated as Melacha. We don't know which one isn't translated as Melacha. Therefore, it's written 40 minus 1. It can't write 39 Melachas in the Torah, because you would have thought that there's only 39 times the word Melacha in the Torah. But I'm telling you that there is 40 minus 1. The truth is that it's written 40 times the word Melacha in the Torah. One of them doesn't mean Melacha. I don't know which one. Therefore, it's 40 minus 1. Sefer Pardas David says that based on this Gemara, I could maybe say that there is not even 39 Melachas in the Torah, that there is only 38 Melachas in the Torah. Meaning that according to Rab Shimon Barab Yossi Ben Lekunya, the only reason that we have 39 Melachas, 39 works, is because it's written 39 times the word Melacha in the Torah. But since we don't know for sure about two places in the Torah, we don't know for sure when it's written a Melacha o Isodayam, that the work was enough, if that is considered work as work, and that will be part of the count, or that is considered bringing, and then it wouldn't be part of the count. And we also don't know regarding Yosef, where it's written Vayava Baisolasas Malachto, that Yosef came home to do the work. And if I translate it that way, then the word Malacha means work, then this will be part of the count. But if I translate there the word Malacha as Yosef is coming home to have relations with Eshes Potiphar, but not really to do his work, then that is not part of the count. Then comes out maybe that we only have 38 Melachas in the Torah, meaning that since it's only written 40 times the word Melach in the Torah, and in two places I have a doubt of the translation, maybe both times the translation does not mean work, then I would have 38 Melachas in the Torah. True that maybe both of them mean work and I would have 40, but there is a doubt regarding these two places. Maybe they actually do not mean work. And then, technically, I wouldn't even have 39 Melachas, I would only have 38 Melachas. According to this idea, says Sefer Pardas David, that this could be the reasoning behind of what Isi ben Yehuda says. Isi ben Yehuda said that there are 40 minus 1 Melachas in the Torah, and on one of them we are not liable, meaning we do not punish you if you transgress. And we asked previously why in one Melacha you should not be punished. And the answer could be that Isi ben Yehuda maybe thinks that there are 38 times the word Melacha in the Torah, meaning since the only source for the 39 Melachas is because it's written 39 times the word work in the Torah, and since we have a doubt regarding two of them, maybe both times that's written there the word Melacha, it does not mean work, meaning that when it's written Vayova Baisalasis Melachtoi, that Yosef came home to do his work, maybe he didn't come to do his work, maybe he came to have relations with Eshes Potiphar, and the word Melacha there, it's meant as a nice way in order not to embarrass Yosef. And maybe also when it's written by Melacha Isodayam that the work was enough for the bringing of the tabernacle, maybe there it doesn't mean work, but it really means that the bringing was enough. Therefore, since it's written 40 times the word malacha in the Torah, and two of them, we are now saying, do not mean work, in reality, we only have 38 malachas. True that when it comes to transgressing the prohibition, we are not allowed to transgress, because we have a rule that sfeiket deoraisa lechumra. Whenever we have doubt regarding a biblical commandment, we always are required to act stringently. Therefore, true that we are required to hold the 39 malachas. But when it comes to punishment, we do not say sofik punishment, we go lechumra. We say then we go lekula, that we are lenient, because we try to minimize the punishment, because we have a requirement with tzilo oedo, that we require to save the person who is accused of committing the crime. Therefore, when it comes to punishment, we could only punish for 38 malachas, for 38 works of Shabbos, because maybe both times it's written the word work does not mean work, and therefore there's only 38 times the word work, and only on 38 times you get the punishment of death. You don't get the punishment on 39 times, because we're not sure which is the 39th. Because there may not be 39, it could be there's only 38. Therefore, Yisr ben Yehuda says that in one of the 39 malachas, you are not punished, because we are not 100% sure that it is written 39 times the word malach in the Torah. It could be that it's only written 38 times the word malacha works on the Torah. According to this, says Sefer Shemeroj, you could now understand the Targum Yonason ben Uziel. As we mentioned, the Targum Yonason ben Uziel says that the Mekoshesh decided to do his action because the prohibition of Shabbos was known to them, but the punishment of Shabbos was not known to them. Therefore, he decided to do an action which that action would trigger that he'll be stoned. Like that, everybody will know that what punishment you get for transgressing Shabbos. And we asked a couple questions. We asked, number one, why does he say that the punishment was not known to them, where clearly it's previously written that Mechaleo Moisiumos, that anybody who transgresses Shabbos will be put to death. And the second question that we ask is, why doesn't he just ask Moshe Rabbeinu what punishment you get for transgressing Shabbos? And the third question that we asked, why is it written that a person from Beis Yosef, from the house of Yosef, came out? Why isn't it written clearly that Salafchot is the one that came out? Sefer Shemeroj answers the question by what we just mentioned. We just mentioned that there was a doubt if there is 38 melachas of Shabbos or 39 melachas on Shabbos. Because even if I translate the words that's written, that the work was enough, and I don't translate as the word work, but I translate as the word bringing, I could still have a doubt regarding what's written in the Pasuk, that Yosef came home to do his work, if it really means to do his work, or it means that he came to have relations with Eshes Potiphar. And the Torah uses the word work as a nice language in order not to say it out clearly that Yosef had intended of committing the crime of adultery. Therefore, since if I would say that both times that the word malacha is written, it does not mean work, we would only have 38 malachas. We would not have 39, we would only have 38. Comes out that the doubt comes because of Beis Yosef, because of the home of Yosef. Meaning that since I don't know the translation of the words that Yosef came home to do his work, then the doubt comes because of Beis Yosef, because I don't know exactly what the exact translation of the words when Yosef came home to do his work means. Meaning the doubt, if you are liable or not, comes from Beis Yosef, where it's written that Yosef came home to do his work. So we don't know exactly what his work means. Therefore, we could never punish a person who transgresses a crime on Shabbos, because we never know which melacha is the 39th. True that Hashem said, Mechaleo Moisiumas, that whoever transgresses Shabbos will be put to death. And everybody knows that all the melachas are prohibited. But in actuality, we cannot punish anybody because we never know if there is 39 or 38. Because it could be that's only written 38 times the word Malacha in the Torah. Therefore, this Mekoshesh, which came from Beis Yosef because he learned that what's written by Yosef could mean not Malacha, not that he came to do work, decided that he's going to risk his life, he's going to do a crime, either he gathered or he walked Arba Amos, or he carried 4 cubits, or he harvested. Therefore, when this Mekoshesh is going to be put to death for what he transgressed, then you will know for sure that those works that Mekoshesh did is prohibited, and you are liable for death if you do them. So the Mekoshesh decided that since he saw that people are getting lax in the observance of Shabbos, because even though Hashem said, Mechalalei Moisimos, whoever transgresses Shabbos will be put to death, but since there is a doubt because of Beis Yosef, because what's written by Yosef were that he came home to do his work, and that could maybe not mean his work, could mean that he came after relations, then we would have 38 times the word Malacha. That means on one of the Malachas of Shabbos you are not punished by death. Therefore you could never punish somebody by death when he transgresses Shabbos. Therefore people started getting lenient on Shabbos. Therefore the Mekoshesh decided that he is going to do a transgression. Like that they will ask Hashem what is the punishment for this transgression, because maybe this transgression is one of the ones that you are not liable. And Hashem told them, no, this transgression that Mekoshesh did, you are liable and he deserves stoning. Like that we know that either if you gather you are liable for stoning, or if you carry 4 cubits in public domain you are liable for stoning, or if you harvest you are liable for stoning. And according to what we said, the Mekoshesh wasn't from the tribe of Yosef, he wasn't Salafchot, he came Mibeis Yosef, he came because of the words that's written that Yosef came home, but we don't know from which tribe the Mekoshesh was. And according to this also, they put the Mekoshesh in jail, Kiloi Parash Mayas Aloi, because they didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know if the Malachi transgressed is part of the ones that is doubtful or not. And once Hashem told him that's not part of the doubtful, therefore he was able to fulfill what he wanted to do, which is to teach the Jewish people that there always a risk if they will transgress any Malach of Shabbos, that they will be stoned. Meaning that once the Mekoshesh was stoned because he did a Malacha which was doubtful, then nobody else is going to try to transgress a Malacha that may be doubtful, because they may also die by stoning. And therefore the Mekoshesh was able to achieve his mission, which was to make sure that Shabbos is kept by the Jewish people. It is interesting that this idea that the Mekoshesh was L'shem Shamayim, it seems to have a proof from the Pasuk itself. Meaning that Dorachaim HaKodesh in the next parsha where it's talking about tzitzis, it says, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimoy, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Dorachaim HaKodesh is wondering why Hashem used the language here, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe Leimoy, why didn't he use the language, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimoy, that Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, which is the language that it's always used throughout the Torah. Meaning that Vaydaber is a harsher term than Vayoymer, that normally Vayoymer is a softer language. Why here by Tzitzis it's written Vayoymer and not Vaydaber? The Rachaim HaKodesh answers that since the Medrash brings down, and it's brought down by the Azakenim Balatoysus, that after the Mekoshesh transgressed Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Hashem and told him that the reason that the Mekoshesh transgressed Shabbos is because he doesn't have a reminder of the mitzvahs on Shabbos, meaning that during the week we wear tefillin, and the tefillin reminds us of the mitzvahs of Hashem, but on Shabbos we don't have to wear tefillin, therefore we are not reminded of the mitzvahs of Hashem, and therefore the Mekoshesh forgot about Shabbos and he transgressed it. In return, because Moshe Rabbeinu asked for something to remind us of all the mitzvahs, Hashem decided to give us the mitzvah of tzitzis. Therefore, it's written by Yoimer Hashem el Moshe Leimor, that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu in a soft language of a Yoimer to teach us that Hashem is answering our plea to have something on Shabbos to remind us of all the mitzvahs of Hashem. According to this, I want to say that the Pasuk actually brings proof that the Mekoshesh was intending L'shem Shamayim, for heaven's sake. Because we have two people that transgressed, did something wrong in the desert, both were put in jail, and both were killed. We have in Parshas Emor, chapter 24, verse number 10, where there we have the story of the Megadev, somebody who cursed Hashem, and he was also put in jail. But there, when Hashem tells the punishment, it's written on Pasuk number 13, Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe Leimor, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu saying, and it's written in the language Vaydaber, and it's written, Hoitzes amekalel mechus tamachne, take the mekalel, the cursor, outside the encampment, and stone him. We see that Hashem doesn't refer to him by a name, the man or something, he's just referring to him by his crime. But here, where Hashem is telling the punishment of the Mekoshesh, Hashem is saying on Pasuk number 35, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe, Hashem speak to Moshe in a soft voice, not Vaydaber in the harsh voice as used for the Mekalel, and he says, Mois Yumas Ha'ish, that the person should be put to death. It doesn't say, Mois Yumas HaMekashish, that the one who gathered should be put to death. He's saying Ha'ish because he's an upright man. True that the people don't know he's upright, but I know that his intention was Hashem Shamayim. I know that he wanted to die in order to teach the Jewish people not to transgress Shabbos. Therefore, it's written, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem is telling Moshe because Hashem is answering the plea of the Mekoshesh. That Mois Yumas Ha'ish, that the person die because he wants to die, because he wants to teach the Jewish people not to transgress Shabbos. Therefore, Hashem is using the language Vayoymer in the same way that Rav Chaim explains later on by Tzitzis, that when he says Vayoymer, Hashem is answering the plea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, Hashem is answering the plea of the Mekoshesh, that the Mekoshesh wanted to die in order to teach the Jewish people that if you transgress Shabbos, you will be stoned. Like that, the Jewish people will realize the sanctity of Shabbos. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should learn from the Mekoshesh and keep the sanctity of Shabbos. And as the Gemara says, that if you keep one Shabbos, or according to certain opinions, two Shabboses, then Mashiach will come. May it be that we should have this merit, that Mashiach should come, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. B'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.